our mission. May the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. The Agape Circle Initiative exists to provide resources and opportunities for Orthodox Christians to experience Christ-centered fellowship and growth in love for God and for all other people following our Lord Jesus Christ. Connect with others through Christ and with Christ through others. What? An Agape Circle is a small group of two or more Orthodox Christians or catechumens who meet in person or on Zoom weekly for a number of weeks, 2 to 6 weeks depending on the series. We welcome your participation in the Dialogos of Agape Circle, a structured group discussion that reflects the diversity and unity of Orthodox ecclesiology, which further reflects our understanding of God, the Holy Trinity, and of humanity as created in God's image and called to grow in His likeness. Who and when? If you are an Orthodox Christian or a catechumen, or if you are exploring Orthodoxy, you are welcome to join us at any Agape Circle Zoom meeting. Come to one meeting or come to all the meetings in a series. Come at the start and stay 90 minutes to the end, or come for a portion of a meeting. Come, give your full attention, and see what emerges through God's grace. How to register. To register for an upcoming series, RSVP to us at agapecircles@gmail.com. Or just come. Here is the Zoom link. Each series is offered to inspire love for God, meaningful dialogue, and service to others in need, because every human being is loved by Christ and worthy of Christ's love through us. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133:1. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Join with others on the path of Christ. Do you want to get to know other Orthodox Christians as spiritual brothers and sisters in Christ? The superficiality of so much of our contemporary culture creates shallow human contacts and widespread loneliness. Many people want more intimate connection and more meaningful conversation with other people who are on the path of Christ. Agape Circle helps make this happen. Come and see for yourself. Attend an Agape Circle Zoom series and develop your listening and communication skills while opening your heart to others who seek to grow in Christ. You will also gradually learn how to lead an Agape Circle meeting. Eventually, if you feel called to facilitate a face-to-face Agape Circle series in your area with your priest's blessing, you can invite others to meet with you in person weekly during any series you choose. Agape Circle is one simple way we can create more Christ-centered fellowship in our lives. Cultivate inner peace. Jesus Christ, the Lord of all and the Prince of Peace, invites us to come to him for rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He also said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." John 14:1. And, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John 14:23. Again he says, "My peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. In Agape Circle, we help each other confront our troubles and fears with faith in God. We open to one another and to the Holy Spirit of peace. Help others grow in Christ. Support one another in walking the way of Agape. The Orthodox way, the way of Jesus Christ, is the way of Agape love. His is a blessed path, full of beauty, goodness, and truth. It is also a hard and sacrificial road, but he is with us all the way. The Lord said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." God made us free, like him. In our freedom, we can choose to love, and we can choose not to love. To love in this world is a cross. It means to give one's heart and suffer. There is also suffering, ultimately, much more suffering, in refusing love. In Agape Circle, we remember Christ's challenge to choose love, take up our cross, and follow him.